The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
I'm your host. There we go. Hello, everyone. I was on mute, didn't realize it, but I am out of mute now. And hello, everyone. My name is William D. Morgan. Welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. Great day today. Jameis Winston wins the Heisman Trophy. Some people like it, some people don't, because of this particular situation. I think it's a great thing. If you look at it, it's based on on-field performance, and he was the best on the field as a freshman. So congratulations to you, Jameis Winston. It is well deserved, well deserved. All right, guys, let's go ahead and break down the ways you can contact the show. Just like Schwatch did on line number one, you can call 706-993-4606 is the number for you to call. You can also follow along rantemradio.com, also following along on TuneIn Radio. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook on the Wrestling Call-In Show. Find us on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Join our website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. And last but not least, you can email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. Hope you got all that. If you didn't, we'll go over it one more time before we break out tonight. Let me go ahead and welcome Swax. Swax, how you doing, man?
Going on, William.
Let me also go ahead and welcome the return of Surfer. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
What's new?
You don't know yet. All right, let's go ahead and bring on two other callers. Go ahead and bring in Tony C. Tony C, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Will?
All right, all right. Let's go ahead and welcome back Rage. Rage, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Boy, if he didn't win that Heisman, I would have went off. I'm serious. If he did not win that Heisman, I would have been pissed. I would have literally been pissed.
Why?
And I'm not a big FSU fan.
Why does it bother you that much who wins and lose?
Exactly.
I'll be honest. He did not play. And Will, I'll be honest, he did not play an extremely difficult schedule, but it's stats. He won by stats.
Too emotional, Rage. You're too emotional.
He asked you why would you care that much? Like, dude, he's gonna win it. Calm down, man. They couldn't have justified giving it to nobody else.
Sure couldn't have. They can always find justifications.
Well, you know, I mean, of course you can, but
so the guy, okay,
they didn't want to deal with it. They didn't want to deal with half the adjustments.
Can I tell you what the Heisman voters need to stop doing? They need to.
You there, Rage?
Need to stop.
Yeah, the phone went on him anyway.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Yeah, I was trying to say, like, they need to stop voting on character, because this is not what it's about. Character is not what it's about. It's not about charity work or your crimes or whatever you did. Look, in the end, I'm sorry, it's not. It's not about that. It's about your accomplishments. It's about what you did.
It's a part of it, though. You can't go around.
But it's not. But that's not what it's about.
Let me say this. Let me jump in for a second.
This is the guy supposed to be accused of raping somebody?
Yeah.
So if he had actually raped somebody, that's okay. He still should win.
You want me to be honest with you? Not a lot of people are going to like my answer.
Oh, Lord.
You don't know no better.
Sorry. No, it's not that I don't know no better. It's just how I feel.
You know. Because
I'm not going to like it. I'm telling you.
Men ain't supposed to go with their feelings. They're supposed to go with logic and reason.
Let me so see.
Look, yes, but it's not. But that, but look, huh?
If that was your sister that got raped by him, let's say he did. Now we got to put it in a whole other country. Let's say he did rape her. And that's your sister or your daughter or your niece or whoever. And he wins the Heisman Trophy. He's still allowed to play and be in the Heisman Trophy race.
Here's the thing.
After he did that, you'd be okay with that.
Now, let me ask you a question, and we're using me as an example, right? Okay. Me and my sister really don't have the greatest relationship in the world, and I can honestly say, like, I hate her.
Great. Stop.
So, if it were my daughter or my niece...
You should stop, Rage.
Yeah. But seriously, this is not what the Heisman Trophy is about. It's not about what you did outside the field. It's about what you've done. It's what you've done on the field. It's about your accomplishments on the field, your numbers on the field, everything you've done that year,
character,
this season on the field. Character shouldn't have nothing to do with it.
It does, because it...
It shouldn't.
Okay, if that's the case, how come Aaron Hernandez is not playing in the NFL right now?
Well, that's a different...
Oh, my God. Now, stop right there. That's a different story. Because we don't even know whether he really killed her or not. Let's hold off on Aaron Hernandez. Hold up, guys. Let me interject. He killed somebody.
Let me interject here. There's a difference between the two. One, Jameis Winston was never charged with any crime.
He was never arrested.
He never served a day in jail. Aaron Hernandez was arrested. Aaron Hernandez was arrested on nationwide TV. And he was charged on their court TV.
Okay, listen. I'm not disqualifying the guy because he was never charged. What we're saying is, Wade is saying it should only be what happened on the field. Anything that happened off the field shouldn't count. But that's not the case.
If that's the case, then why did Johnny Manziel... The way Johnny Manziel was acting, not only this year but last year, how come he still won the Heisman Trophy last year?
He was the best.
He didn't do all that crap last year. He did it after he won the Heisman.
Yeah, he did it after he won.
This is the bullshit that I hate about the Heisman Trophy.
But trust and believe, if he would have got charged, he wouldn't have won the Heisman.
True, maybe true, but I still don't agree with
it. Ain't no maybe in it, dude.
I still don't agree with it.
AJ McCarron finished second in the Heisman Trophy voting, and truly, he got blown out. But he would have been if Jameis would have got charged and arrested, AJ would have been the next safest guy.
And then I still would have been pissed off if they gave it to AJ McCarron, but
you have to look at it from the point of this. The Heisman Trophy is one of the standard bearer awards in all of NCAA football. You have to worry about image, and if Jameis Winston would have been found guilty, you couldn't have done it to him because that's not the image the NCAA wants to portray.
They would have cut him out of that running.
I'll even say this. I'll go back to this. I'll go back to Reggie Bush. He gave that Heisman back. If it was me, I wouldn't have gave a damn thing back if that was me on the field. But he took money to help his parents. He did not himself, his parents. You know what? He gave it back.
Can we say that that's also a problem of the NCAA?
You say it all day long, but until you get over paying the student athlete, which is another subject altogether.
Yeah,
it was always gonna be an issue, particularly in college football and college basketball.
If it were me, I just can't throw character into it because that's just not what the Heisman is about.
Well, guess what?
So let me ask you a question, Ray. If somebody was working for your company, you own a company, but within your business hours, they're good. You know, I'm the model employee, but after hours, they're out doing whatever, selling drugs, all kind of illegal crap. you wouldn't hold that against them at work.
Every other illegal crap, maybe selling drugs. I'll let it go.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and.
Gotta do it. Hey, you gotta do in this tough economy, man. Wow. So if you're selling drugs, look, I'm sorry, but if you're gonna sell drugs, then you're not even about selling drugs.
Well,
everybody knows my stance on drugs, so I'm not even gonna get back into that.
Well, now that we got our editorial version of Rage's thoughts and opinions out there on Jameis Winston and selling drugs.
Congratulations! He deserves it.
Let's go ahead and start talking about the week that
sue
is.
Me.
Let's go ahead and start talking about the week that was wrestling. Let's go ahead and start breaking down each show. Let's go ahead and start breaking down TLC. Got some things on the docket I want to go over with you guys.
And before the night is over, I will make a declaration when it comes to TLC.
Oh, I was about to say.
Oh. Let me also head on over to the chat room. See, nobody's in the chat. Swat's in the chat. And yes, nobody, I paid the Comcast bill. Ha, ha, ha.
You paid the Comcast bill.
Yes, bill. Did I pay? I said, yes, I paid it. And I paid it on time the last time. It was just the subject of what we were talking about that made the fee go haywire. I think it was
the name we will not speak of.
You get better internet now?
Yeah, I'm no longer with Bell South and their crappy internet.
Yeah, that would die. Comcast is like the best in the country.
Yes. So we switch back to Comcast and
It depends on who you ask, but okay.
Alright, guys. First, let's go ahead and start talking about Monday Night Raw. What would you guys think about Monday Night Raw this week?
The go-home show, it wasn't all that good. Right. And, I mean, the last segment
was the best part.
And that's disappointing.
The last segment.
What disappointed you about the end?
No, nothing. No. The ending didn't disappoint me. I'm saying the fact that that was the only good moment of the show. It's what's disappointing me.
Oh, okay.
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, the last segment brought out some signs of. Holy. With who?
I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but there's a movie on called Ghosts of Goldfield, and it's got Piper in it.
Now we're talking about Monday Night Raw.
It's got Roddy Piper in it. Oh my god! I like Roddy Piper.
It's a wonder to see. Don't go down anymore.
I like Roddy Piper. Don't talk bad about Piper.
Also,
talk bad about Piper all day long. Damn,
I like the movie They Live.
Also, let me go ahead and let you guys know that our coverage of TLC will begin this Sunday, 7 p.m. So please join us for our TLC coverage, 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
You know what, can we be honest about that pay-per-view? Like, besides the main event, that entire pay-per-view is nothing but a bathroom break. That entire pay-per-view.
It is a glorified, it's a glorified Monday Night Raw bathroom break,
exactly. I mean, let's face it. They had two matches scheduled, they scheduled two matches, like,
you think the
week
of. Right match a bathroom break?
There's a Punk Ryback match?
Yes.
Listen in.
Come on now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
CM Punk is wrestling in one match, Daniel Bryan in another.
Oh, I thought you said Punk and Ryback. I'm like, what the are you kidding me? But yeah, but come on. Then they scheduled two matches the week of the pay-per-view that we really don't even care about. Like, seriously, I don't care much about this Fatal 4-Way Tag Match for the titles. I really don't.
I just hope Big E Langston don't lose his title, because that's just horrible.
I don't even care about that match, honestly. I don't care about that match. I don't care about either of the handicap matches. I really could give a shit less about the Divas title match. Like, I don't care about the majority of this pay-per-view.
Okay,
this
let me
is the
make
last
my
pay-per-view of 2013.
Let me make my declaration right now. Surfer, I hope you're listening loud and clear. If John Cena joins the Authority, I'm marking out, and I will be in the C Nation.
If he does that, damn. I'm going streaking in the snow.
Damn.
I'm going.
He's going that far.
Okay.
I will mark out.
Hold on. Okay, let me make sure. We have this on tape. Tony C is saying, if yes, John Cena joins the Authority, he will mark out and become a part of C Nation.
Yes, sir. I'm part of the chain gang.
Isn't it obvious, though?
Rage is saying that if that happens, he will streak through the streets of wherever he is.
Newark, New Jersey.
I'm going to celebrate naked. Like the Bills won the Super Bowl.
Butt naked. Rage. If you do that, you have to provide video footage, my friend.
Oh, you want to see that, do you?
Yep.
Oh, you want to see that, do you? You want to see my fat, naked ass all over the streets of New York?
All right, guys. Let's go over some of this stuff here.
Joined tomorrow. I think they would hold off until either the next night or a week or two later.
I don't think they're gonna do that.
If and when it happens,
yeah,
I'm gonna mark out.
Yeah,
and you know what? You better have a hat. You better have the chain. You better have a shirt. You better have the wristbands, the armbands. You better wear the jean shorts. You better wear the pumps. I want to see all of that.
I will still
wear my Cena suck shirt.
You have one of those? Oh. Still sell them?
Yep.
If he turns heel, he won't suck. That's awesome, man.
Nobody's gonna think he sucks if he turns heel.
Because everyone will boo him the loudest that any heel ever got booed since Alberto Del Rio.
That is true.
Now it's gonna be bigger than Del Rio. When he turns heel, I hate to say it, but it's going to be along the same lines of Hogan turning heel.
I'm sorry, but I've never seen a face booed this much.
Let me ask you guys a question. Going on to this pay-per-view, since everybody here pretty much hated Monday Night Raw, which I did not hate Monday Night Raw. By the way, because I thought it was kind of interesting that Stephanie got knocked down. Triple H goes ahead and he does this thing on Randy Orton, does the pedigree on Randy Orton. Then he says on SmackDown, to get to Tony C's point, I accept your apology.
She asked me, that bitch was flopping. And
oh yeah, she hit a LeBron now. She fell out like she got shot.
She fell down. Yeah, exactly. She fell down like she got shot by a damn... shot my damn double barrel.
And I just thought it was interesting that on Raw they were all cozy buddy. So that kind of leads me to go down Tony C's point that it may be possible to see John Cena join the Authority.
Woo, I'm excited.
He's gonna wear the suits and get a haircut.
Let me ask Surfer, do you think that's possible? In your view?
Surfer don't want it, that.
I don't think Surfer
don't want that.
Okay, so he'll be right back. Do you guys think they're bringing the Intercontinental Championship title back to relevance, starting with this pay-per-view?
No. Oh, by the way! Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think they will, man. You got to give them time. Give them a little time.
By the way, did anybody notice that of this TLC pay-per-view, we only have one match that has really anything to do with tables, ladders, or chairs?
That's a good point.
Yep. One match on this entire card?
I think the two separate handicap matches are stupid.
See, doesn't that tell you how much we need to get rid of this pay-per-view now?
I think the handicap matches are dumb because the handicap matches don't establish anything. They don't.
I think they did that well, I think, to get everybody off and away from Punk and Bryan, like, chasing a title.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're setting, I really think now that Daniel Bryan has to win the Royal Rumble. He's so over right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know they were saying Punk. You know, there was talks of Punk. Daniel Bryan has to be in the main event of WrestleMania. Fighting whoever. It doesn't even matter.
And if he isn't?
They're stupid.
Because
he's white hot right now. And, you know, you only get that for, you know, it's hard to sustain now listen, that these now
listen,
days.
Now listen, here's my thing. Here's my thing about when you say Daniel Bryan is so over. I'm from Seattle, Washington, okay? Barry Washington, to be precise. He's from Aberdeen, which isn't that far, which is not that far away in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, my God.
Now,
I know where you're going.
Now, I understand that's your home. I understand it. I get it. But I think it's a bad thing when you have the whole locker room, because it doesn't seem like anybody has any type of hatred or animosity for Daniel Bryan or whatever. It's like everybody has
because he works. I mean, the guy works. Because
everybody,
you gotta give him that.
I give him that, but it seems like everybody has adopted him as such a quote unquote little brother. I don't know. It kind of kills old school to me, because back in old school, guys, literally, when they were in feuds, they got fined. They got fired if they were even seen talking to one another somewhere. And now everybody's all buddy-buddy, hush-hush, really? I give Daniel Bryan his props. He's a great guy.
I think that Daniel Bryan is the type of guy that you could easily get along with. That, you know, he won't cause any trouble. You won't cause any, like, backstage political crap. He goes with the flow. He doesn't demand or want certain things. He just goes with the flow. Look what he's doing now. He had to demote himself to work in a tag team division. Would not allow himself to demote himself to work within the tag team division,
right?
Especially
you have to look at it like this. Look at it like this: when Punk was hot, kind of like Daniel Bryan, Punk raised pure hell in there and fought, you know, pretty much politics for his spot.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
And Daniel Bryan, I don't know if it's a word for a shoot. You know what I mean?
I still say
they don't want to give him the spot.
I still think, and I still think that it's a product of the hookup. I still think it's John Cena's influence why he is what he is. I still think that. And the storyline puts him in that position to be where he is. So between Cena and between storyline, he is where he is. I like watching him in the ring as much as the next guy, but I just don't like him outside of the ring.
Oh my God. You so hate John Cena.
So what?
You think he's a prick or something?
No, I don't think he's a prick or anything. I just think he's boring.
Oh my God, you are so anti-Cena. It's ridiculous.
Oh, he ain't talking about Cena. I'm not talking about Daniel Bryan.
I'm talking about Cena. John Cena isn't the guy that I hate. The person I hate that's associated with John Cena is Super Cena. I hate that. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. Cena,
I agree.
Cena is okay, but Super Cena, get him the hell out. But again, like I say, I just think Daniel Bryan is 80% product of the hookup and 20% product of the storyline. And I hate that. If you come in there and you legitimately take it by the throat, you take your spot by the throat, I get it. I understand it. You've earned it. You deserve it. Don't tell me that it wasn't until Cena gave him that shot that put him where he is right now. As over as he is.
So if we didn't have this whole Super Cena, you would be like Cena all the way, right?
If we didn't have Super Cena, and Cena would put guys over other than Daniel Bryan
and Sheamus.
Oh my god.
He would be fine. But
and Randy Orton.
Yeah, Randy Orton. But and then look at what you got on Raw. With Cena, just how bad it is. Out of all those guys in that ring, he beat Mark Henry. Mark Henry should get his get back back. You think Mark Henry gonna get another match with John Cena for the WWE title? Nope.
Hell no.
Who did he go to? That's
racism. But
who did he go to for the rematch? Who? He went right back to Daniel Bryan. I'll give you a rematch. Come on now. There's other guys.
It's a valid point.
There's other people in that organization within that company that deserves the same shot Daniel Bryan has. And you mean
I think your thing is with Cena. And what I researched today, like, it's only a handful of people that beat John Cena.
I know.
Ever?
Like, since he got white hot back in 04.
Mm hmm.
You can name.
You actually did count.
Name them. Yeah, you can count them on one hand.
Wow.
And there's so many people. You saw.
Yeah, he's had feuds with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only like five that beat him.
Yep.
If my number's correct.
So I'm gonna just take a wild guess. And just name five, right? Okay. First, of course, is Daniel Bryan. Then I believe Mark Henry.
Nope.
Heck no.
Not even Mark Henry?
No. He lost that
match.
No,
Mark Henry ain't never.
You lost that match? Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. So I really gotta think about this.
He tapped out.
Yep.
Triple H? No, not Triple H.
Edge? Take Triple H out of the equation.
Yeah.
Rob Van Dam.
That's two. That's one. I just named it one of the other ones.
Brian. Rob Van
Dam. I said Brian.
That's two.
CM Punk, yeah.
Three.
Edge.
Four.
I can't think of that last guy.
Sheamus, five.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Sheamus.
And The Miz makes six.
That's oh, yeah. Mania. No, that wasn't clean, though.
It doesn't matter. It still happened. It doesn't matter. And it's a
damn shame. If you go clean, then
You got to cut half that list. You want to talk about go clean, man.
Sheamus and Dane Ryan only can beat them clean.
Yep.
With no type of... And Sheamus beat them one time in the cage.
I'm starting to see your point now.
And real quick, let me go back because I don't want to lose my train of thought on Daniel Bryan. I just don't like hookup to be part of what you get, what you got. If you went out there, you earned it, that's fine, you earned it. You busted your ass, you went out there, you earned what you get. I understand it, more power to you, go and make your paper. But when you get to where you are, because of one man.
Well, me and Lisa actually says it all the time. Sometimes it's not what you know. It's who you know.
And how you know him. And he knows Cena. And Cena put him over and look at him now.
Randy Orton's cool with Triple H.
Man, but Randy Orton's nowhere near over as Daniel Bryan.
No, not being over, but his spot in the company is secure.
Right, his spot is.
And it's way more secure than Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
I can bet that.
Yeah, me too. But, alright. Like I say,
Because you got that, what John Cena was saying about Randy Orton the past 2 weeks, he was shooting. That's like real talk.
Yeah. All right, let's head on over. Let's head on over back to TLC. I have a prediction. I think this is going to be the time that Natty finally beats AJ for the title.
No.
I think I'll be, and you know what? I wouldn't be angry. I wouldn't even be surprised if it happened.
I think this is going to be it right here.
She had a good lengthy, very lengthy title run. I mean, I would not be surprised if it was this month.
Because here's my train of thought on AJ. She don't need that belt to be over.
She already is.
Yeah, she's already is. She didn't need that belt.
And she can actually wrestle.
Yeah, she didn't need that belt to be there. And I think this
Natty and Natty can wrestle, unlike her fucking co-stars on Total Diva.
So this is gonna be where Natty finally gets it.
Isn't that a shame though? Natty can actually wrestle pretty good on the, she's like, and the other ones on the fucking show really can't.
Yeah.
That's a shame. That's a disappointment. And that's who we're putting on, and that's who we're real.
And Naomi can go. Naomi
can go. She can go, but everyone else
is suspect.
It's sad. That is sad. And that's who we're showcasing.
I want to say one thing, though. I want to give props out to the chat room for this, and I did manage to catch that match. Anyone who watches Main Event, I don't know if a lot of folks do. But if you do watch Main Event, go back. And it was a great match. I want to say thank you to Nobody for bringing it up. I forgot all about it. Natty and Alicia Fox had a hell of a match.
Really? See, if I didn't have to watch Survivor on Wednesdays, I'd probably watch.
it was a hell of a match, and I gotta give Alicia Fox some credit. Alicia Fox did not botch, so I gotta give her props.
Sorry, but I can't. I don't watch anything on ION to begin with, so.
No, that's just terrible.
I don't like ION television. I don't. You want to know what I watch on ION? Fucking Criminal Minds reruns.
Damn.
Great show, by the way.
Yeah, that is an awesome show.
Yeah, it is a good show. It is a good show.
Since they got rid of my beloved CSI New York, that's what I got to...
It was.
Well, it's all on CBS. The newer episodes come on CBS.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. Yeah, but still, I mean, since they got rid of my beloved CSI New York, that's what I watch now is Criminal Minds.
Okay, let me go over a few things real quick here. The pre-show, you got Dolph Ziggler versus you got the kickoff, I should say. You got Dolph Ziggler versus Fandango. How far down has Ziggler gone?
You see that?
Oh my goodness!
Give it a few months. He's gonna look like Zack Ryder in that picture I posted.
Now you get it. And it's funny. And people think, and WWE probably think that we forgot. Now you have Big E Langston IC title, and you have Ziggler.
No, they think their target target demographic is stupid. We're not stupid. Their target demographic is.
And Booker's going to be out there again doing his commentary. The Miz is going to be out there doing his thing. Mick Foley's going to be out there doing his thing. I don't know if they're trying to steal what's going on from these post-football, pre-football shows that are going on. And
it looks like a damn Super Bowl pregame show. I don't fucking like it at all. It'd be all right if they did it for maybe their big four pay per views. Not even all of them,
right?
But for a measly pay per view like TLC, I don't need a goddamn panelist. I don't need an expert panel.
What does it make? I mean, come on now.
Because it's stupid. It's stupid. It's stupid. It's absolutely stupid.
Now listen, they come on for a few minutes at a time. That's not taking up any match time. Trust me.
It ain't taking up any match time, but it's just, it's not, it just does not go.
I will say this, I will say this.
They do have to fill time between matches.
Yeah, and
I will. Maybe the damn pre-show shouldn't be a fucking hour long.
I will say this, I will. I'd rather see those guys than commercials. Go ahead, Tony C.
You shouldn't be asking about Dolph Ziggler. The one you should be asking about is The Miz.
Yeah, The Miz.
2 years ago, he was main event in WrestleMania.
Now he's a color commentator.
Bob Barker.
He's a color commentator on Main Event, and he's on a fucking panel. That's sad.
At least Dolph has it, you know, he can rebound, you know, because the ceiling is pretty much WrestleMania.
Let's go over some of these. Let's go over some of these matches. Let's see if we can't get.
Oh God!
Let's see if we can. Let's see if we can get some type of.
Can anybody remind me who's playing tomorrow on Sunday night so I know like when to just not give
Baltimore,
a shit?
Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Okay, sounds good.
No. Baltimore. No, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. My bad.
Let's go over some of these. Let's go and see if we can get some predictions here. Let's see if we end up being right. See if it ends up being wrong. Fandango versus Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, God damn it.
I'll be in the restaurant while this is going on. But, we can go with I think you got to go with Dolph Ziggler, you know, keep him a little bit relevant. Fandango is just a freaking attraction now. So, yeah, I'm going with Ziggler.
Anybody else picking Ziggler? Anybody picking Fandango?
Shit, you think I'm picking Fandango? No, I'm not picking Fandango, so.
Dolph, anybody, Surfer, who you picking, man?
I don't give a rat's ass who wins that match.
That's who picks you should run down.
Damn. Let's just get all Surfer's picks. Let's see.
What time will this match be on? I mean, cause wait.
7:30, 45.
What around like 7:45? So Football Night in America will already be on. So I'll probably be watching that.
On the pre-show tomorrow, you gonna be watching football instead?
Oh, I'll be on the pre-show tomorrow. Believe that. But I mean, more than likely, my attention will be diverted because this pre-show match is just, you know, who the fuck is really giving a shit about? Look, it's a shame what they're doing to Dolph Ziggler. And I really don't even fucking like Dolph Ziggler, but it's a shame what they're doing to him.
What's a shame? They don't owe Dolph Ziggler shit but a paycheck.
No, they owe Dolph Ziggler a rematch for the world championship. Dolph Ziggler a damn rematch. Just like Mark Henry is owed a damn rematch. Just like Daniel Bryan is owed a fucking rematch. And everybody else who hasn't had a rematch deserves
a rematch. The Rock is owed a rematch. Don't forget that.
Except The Rock.
Ray, don't be like that.
The Rock doesn't need shit.
That's to be confused. You don't automatically get a rematch when you're in a championship match. That's usually...
How it doesn't work, right? You lose the belt and you use the belt and you don't get a rematch, right?
It's negotiated usually in the contract that if the champ loses, then he'll get a rematch. But that's not an automatic thing.
It's like they're putting a fucking gun to their head. Come on, it's only fair they get a rematch since they did
lose. It's not fair! It's not about being fair. You don't have... A person does not.
But there's always been unfairness in the WWE. That's just how they roll. At least champions in TNA get their
champions when they lose aren't old rematches.
At least champions in TNA whenever they lose their belt.
Good for rematch.
Oh God! Don't bring that freaking train wreck up.
It's good for business to have a rematch. You're not old a rematch.
Did you just say what's best for business? Did you just spit that line out to me right now? Did you just spit out that line to me right now?
They don't have this. Rematches aren't done because one guy lost and he was champion. Rematches are done so they can get your money.
You know what? And B-Max asked me, would I rather watch Cincinnati than pay-per-view wrestling? I would rather watch Total Divas than watch Fandango and fucking Dolph Ziggler.
Damn.
But I digress. Okay. But I don't watch Total Divas.
All right, let's move on to this next match. Big E Langston versus Damian Sandow for the IC title.
Who's I want Big E to win. Get him, sir.
Fuck's sake.
It can't be with crime if Big E lost already. I mean, he hasn't had the belt that long. But they did Shaft Sandow out of his championship.
So it'll be 8 o'clock when this match starts, right? Just about 8 o'clock?
Five after eight,
so I'll be watching the Survivor finale then, so I don't really care about this match, so you know what? How about I'll just go with Big E? How about that?
Ray, you made your point clear. You don't have to keep telling us what you're going to be watching instead of the paper.
No, because I feel like I need to make that point clear about how fucking horrible this card is.
All you're doing is wasting
one damn match.
Everybody's time.
Wasting everybody's time. Okay. I feel like I have to stress that point out, that this is the last pay-per-view of the year, and one of the
I remember last year, everybody thought that last year's tables
and one of the six, there's six matches on this card, right?
Remember last year, everybody thought that pay-per-view was going to suck, and it turned out to be...
One of them is worth talking about.
The better ones they had last year.
Let's be honest, what match are we really going to talk, are we really going to be talking about on the pre-show? I mean the post-show. We're going to spend like maybe five seconds on the five previous matches. Come on, man.
Hey, we're going to really dissect those handicap matches. Okay?
Like, oh, we're going to be diving deep into these handicap matches.
I guess you won't be doing the post-show since you won't be watching.
I'll be doing the post-show.
Well, how are you going to do a post-show and not watch the matches?
I'm going to be... Guys, it's something. It's called multitasking.
Oh, wait, are you going to watch or not? Yes or no?
That's my business.
Ain't none of your business. You know, right. How you going to come in the air and watch?
No, I just know I make it work. I multitask.
Okay, right, then you're going to watch it.
All right, guys, let's move on. Everybody here's picking Big E. All right, let's move on. AJ Lee versus Natalya. I got Natalya.
I want AJ Lee to win, but Natalya will probably win. I'll go with Natalya.
And I'll go with AJ just for the fact that I just don't like Total Divas.
Now let me also go ahead and bring on Nick.
I will pick AJ because the Divas division needs the next biggest star, and only AJ can deliver.
Let me also bring on Nixon on the line. Nixon, how you doing, man?
Good. To answer your question for that, I think they're trying to push her to be the longest reigning diva right now, beating out Maryse, and so I'm going with AJ Lee.
I can see them doing that too.
Nixon, you weren't with us last week, man. I was a little pissed off last week.
I saw that. Yeah,
okay.
What were you pissed off about?
No, remember what I brought up, that you had Natty Neidhart going against Paige? In what world?
Oh, okay.
For what?
Oh, yeah, in NXT.
Yeah. On them.
For what?
That's the problem.
For what? What world? How's that going to benefit Natty at all? It doesn't. I never understood that match. I understand you're trying to get Paige over. I get it. I get that part of you trying to get Paige over. But you could have picked somebody else to get Paige over. All I'm saying.
NXT is a little weird with that. But because they bring in big guys from the main roster. And they try to push the NXT stars. So, it is a bit weird. They even had her get Sasha Banks over this week.
Sasha,
she got the pin on Natalya this week.
Wow, and she's in, and she has a Divas title match, huh?
Yeah, that too.
I just thought it
can
was.
I make a can I can, you know what, new rule? if you lose, if any diva loses to any diva on the main roster loses to any diva on NXT, they should not have a title match for at least 2 months.
Can I say this? And I told you, Rage, because I haven't told any of these guys, but you notice how, and I'm asking everybody here, you notice how one, let's put Xavier Woods or the Wyatt family, they were huge on NXT, but for some reason it doesn't transfer well onto the main roster.
Right.
The Wyatt family, I could tell, like, they're building them up.
But they're building them up as the son of the devil or the devil's group, and that's not what they were on NXT. They were just this crazy clan
that was put
group. And Xavier Woods wasn't this another black guy. He was just this 90s TV funk guy that was into Saved by the Bell, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and
he should be Double A's favorite wrestler.
Yeah, I know.
Man, there's something wrong with Power Rangers, man.
Well, no, I'm not saying it is. Green Ranger to the hilt. He was the best one out of all of them.
Oh my God.
White Ranger's better, but okay.
Oh, we won.
Let's go over this 8-man tag team championship match.
Oh my God!
Oh my goodness! Am I forced to see
this? What a clusterfuck this is!
Am I forced to see Curtis Axel? Am I forced to see Curtis Axel again? Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus Ryback and Curtis Axel versus Big Show and Rey Mysterio versus the Real Americans. You know what?
God damn it!
I'm going with the Real Americans.
Damn right! I'm rolling with the Tea Party movement.
The people.
I'm going with Ray Show.
We the people.
You damn right. We're rolling with the damn Tea Party movement. Fuck all this makeshift tag team.
I'm going with
Ray Show.
Who you going with, Surfer? Who you going with, Nixon?
I'm going with the Rhodes.
Boo.
I bet you are.
Who you going with, Nixon?
The Rhodes.
Right, oh God.
I just
can't get behind.
You guys are such prisoners for the moment. Oh my God.
I just can't get behind.
You gotta be smart about it.
I think the Rhodes Rollers are gonna win.
I just can't get behind
them.
I see where Tony's coming. I see where Tony C is coming from with that pick. Because Big Show, in the end, before he's out, he's going to get one more belt, one more championship of some type, some level.
But Ray Show ain't been back. Man, Rey Mysterio hasn't even been back that long.
But the people who need it, to me, is the real Americans. I think they're the team out of all of them that need it.
You said the same thing about the Usos.
Yes, but they're not going to do anything with the Usos, and I don't think they're ever going to do anything with the Usos. Because they should have been in the title match.
They're not better than Ray Show.
What kind of... Oh, my God. Really?
That's it.
You're telling me the Usos are not better than a team that was just thrown the fuck together? Are you fucking kidding me?
I said their name is Ray Show.
I don't give a fuck what their name is. They're not better than the Usos because they were just thrown together to fill a spot.
They're both former tag team champions. They're both WWE champions.
So what?
Do any
of you think they'll turn this into a ladder match or something?
No, I don't.
They need to,
but no, that won't happen.
They should bring out Teddy Long like at Armageddon 07 and change it to a ladder.
All right, this.
You talking about the one where Joey Mercury broke his nose?
Yeah, that one.
Let me bring on B Miggs on the line. B Miggs, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Just waiting for this cage of death to get constructed. I've been waiting for like half hour now.
What, CZW? So.
Yeah.
Let me.
Ray Show. Oh, I'm sorry.
We the people. All right, let's go ahead and start getting some of these other matches out of the way. Daniel Bryan versus the Wyatt family in a handicap match. I'm going with the Wyatt family.
Wyatt family.
But you know what, though?
But you know what? Nah, let me change it. Daniel Bryan, because I'm just not thinking of something. If you have Daniel Bryan win a handicap match, that's underdog beating the world. So let me go with Daniel Bryan, and he'll get even more over. Bastard.
Daniel Bryan's not winning.
Bastard.
Daniel Bryan is going to win this match and continue his ascend to the main event. Bastard. At WrestleMania 30.
Can you get any more over than he already is, though?
Daniel Bryan is
winning. He's huge over.
Hold up.
I've never seen anybody that over before.
Hold up. Did Surfer say Daniel Bryan wasn't winning? Did you say that, Surfer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Explain yourself, sir. Why do you have that feeling that Daniel Bryan will not win? I'd like to know.
You're going to have both Punk and Daniel Bryan both win handicap matches?
So somebody's got to take a loss in your opinion.
Yep.
I can see that method and madness.
I can too. So we shall see what happens in the coming hours. Let's go ahead and
finish. How much is Daniel Bryan being over having to do with the Yes chant?
A lot.
It's not even that. They chanted his name.
Sometimes without the chant, I'd say he wouldn't be over, but I don't think he'd be over as much as he is without that chant.
But the thing about it, when other people do the Yes chant, nobody reacts like they do when Daniel Bryan.
Everybody on Monday Night Raw was trying not to smile when they were chanting Daniel Bryan's name.
Yeah.
That was a long time.
All the motherfuckers were trying not to smile.
Yeah.
Because they knew what was going on. That's almost a WrestleMania moment, as JR would say.
In itself, on Monday Night Raw.
On a Monday Night Raw. Yep. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
This dude is so over. You know what? The best thing they can do is not give him the belt for probably like 2 years.
And what did they do?
He might still be that over.
And what does John Cena do to submit the fact? If I win,
He called him out because he wanted to stop him from fucking chanting his name.
If I win, I'll give you a rematch.
Yeah, he knew what he's doing. See, that's the thing. Like, John Cena gets all this shit. He knew exactly what he was doing. Randy Orton sat in there like a fucking idiot.
Randy Orton, you know, he's being Randy Orton.
Let me say that, and here's my head now.
Nothing wrong with being high. I mean, everybody, you know, does their thing, but.
But my thing is this.
Sure.
Can testify to that. But you've never seen John Cena do that with anybody else.
No, he's the only one. He called him out twice.
Daniel Bryan's the only one he's done that with.
Out of nowhere, the first time when he challenged him, he called him out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. See, I think Cena these days know that he is so hated. So in order for him to look more of a good guy to try to get on everybody's good sides, he goes along and promotes the guy that's higher and more over than him in the company.
Swag, stop. Because you
get him first. Get him first.
With everybody else, okay? Ruff. He's not the most hated person in that company.
Yes, he is.
He is not.
I wouldn't say he's the most hated.
Y'all must grow up and stop projecting your own feelings.
to what's going on. Feelings? Oh, my goodness. Did you just say feelings?
They start acting like a Mitch toward John Cena.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I ain't saying nothing.
Now, did we lose Rage? Rage, you gotta call back in, dude.
Yes. Something was wrong because we both said something about Jeff Hardy getting high and that ain't here. Nothing.
Yeah, he ain't saying nothing. But we got Rage back on. Rage, you Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I had technical difficulties.
No problem. Now,
Rage really was talking about Jeff Hardy getting high again.
You said it too.
Hey, I'm off.
Actually, D League said something about somebody being high. I thought he was talking about Jeff Hardy.
He's always talking about Jeff Hardy getting high. Damn.
Man, I was talking about myself, actually. So,
if the shoe fit, you don't need a shoehorn, do you? There you go.
Man, it's time we just get over it. Jesus.
You know what? If he was clean back in WWE, he might have actually made something of himself. It's the same thing with Goldust.
Oh my god!
A clean Goldust.
Maybe he was just dealt a bad hand. Maybe Jeff Hardy was just dealt a bad hand. We ever think of that? I mean, he is a TNA. He's in TNA for fuck's sake. I mean, seriously, can we just say he's just been dealt a bad hand?
AJ Styles is in TNA. He's not all fucked up all the time. He's a fucking great wrestler.
Yeah, but he's sorely underpaid.
All right. Does CM Punk have a chance to beat the Shield?
No. Unless they dissolve, they break up.
Seriously, he's not gonna fucking win. Just like Daniel Bryan isn't gonna fucking win.
Oh, Daniel Bryan's winning, buddy.
He said he wasn't gonna win, but he's gonna take some of them with him. He gave the ending away, right there, and everybody knows it's gonna happen. It's bad. How did he go from being champion for fucking over a year?
Hey, Punk not doing that bad now.
It's pay-per-view.
Anytime you want to see somebody doing bad,
I was never a fan of CM Punk in the indies at all.
He's not that low. When I look at him, I don't think now he's not that low on the ladder. But, I mean, it's sad what they're doing to him.
He's better in WWE than he was in the Indies.
He's going to fight Triple H at Mania, so he's going to get a Mania payday. He's going to fight Triple H at Mania.
He's probably going to retire in, like, a year or so. I mean, don't even matter.
Let me ask Nixon. Nixon, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me ask you, B-Man. We've been talking about this back and forth for a couple of weeks. Can you two guys see Triple H as unified champion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? My man.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
Everybody sees it. But when he sees those two belts up in the ring, you just say, oh, yeah, that bitch is mine.
It's not. If it happened, it would be short term, but it would just to get himself. I don't even think it's to get himself over, because he's not even fucking writing the show. Vince is still controlling the shit, and Vince still loves Triple H.
Yeah.
Fucking
it's a Hogan run. It'll be a Hogan run with the Undisputed title when he won it.
Of course he loves Triple H. That's his son-in-law for crying out loud.
That's exactly it. Like, it's just, I don't know.
He's a McMahon.
Triple H comes first, everybody else comes second.
He's a McMahon by proxy, and the McMahon's damn it, get over.
Hey, let me say something, Ray. Don't you hate
him? Instead of calling him Paul Levesque, I'll just call him Paul McMahon. That's what his fucking
name is. You hear him on SmackDown last night. He said, I wouldn't have brought my cameras out here and let them film this.
His stuff. Cameras? Those did he pay for the cameras.
Okay.
Did he pay for the things? I like to think my tax dollars went into those damn cameras.
Honestly, tax money went into the cameras?
I'm joking. he didn't pay for those damn cameras.
He's not saying that. He's saying he runs the show.
Right.
There you go.
He doesn't really run shit.
The god of the WWE.
Do you see Vince come out on TV?
Yeah, okay, no. But he does. But he runs more shit. Everyone likes to say that Triple H runs the show. He doesn't get the final say. It's still Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon gets the final
say.
Everything that Triple H wants to do has to be on Vince McMahon's office, bottom line.
Well, you talk about the future undisputed champion like that.
Is there a chance Triple H doesn't want to be in that position and Vince has put him in that position?
Future undisputed. Let's hit on.
Were you mocking me when I said that? Don't mock me.
I put the belts on Ezekiel Jackson before I put the belts on Triple H again.
Oh my god.
No, you didn't say that.
No, you did. Tell. Can I say motherfucker. It? Can I say it like Booker? Can I say it like Booker? Tell me he did not just say that.
Now, see, Rage, you about to tick me off, and I'm about to go off, and you know who I'm going to go off on.
I don't want that old bastard with those titles. No, I don't.
You say one more thing about one more bad thing about it, Triple H winning the title, Will, I'm going off on it.
What benefit to the... How is the company going to benefit from him being champion?
It's better than Dave Bautista.
And he's the number one heel in the company right now. He's even more over as a heel than Orton is.
Yep.
Okay.
You know Dave Bautista's been talking to Triple H.
He's been what?
You know, talking to Triple H lately at
Down in Florida. God.
Have you seen...
He's coming back with a belly button tattoo again.
I don't know. Batista looks like he's modeling for Hot Topic. Have you seen him lately?
I can't respect Batista when he lost to John Cena and got taped to a freaking ring post. I'm sorry.
I mean,
that was
weak finish? Mark Henry tapping out to Cena. That was my finish.
That's weak. But being taped to a freaking ring post.
Oh my god.
That's just weak. That was the weakest finish I've seen.
That was not weak.
That was weak.
Taking somebody to a ring post is weak. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. I don't even call that weak. I call that smart. Because it was a last man standing match. And he wasn't standing. He wasn't standing.
Someone asked me the other day, who would you like to see as the Unified Champion? And I thought, Mark Henry.
Triple H.
He needs to be. He deserves it. Probably more than anybody on that.
It's only you that wants Triple H.
What's wrong with Mark Henry being Unified Champion?
Why not? Why the fuck not? Like, seriously, why not?
Yeah, why not, Mark Henry? See,
what does that hurt?
Oh, I have no problem with it.
I don't want Triple H to be champion.
I have no problem with Mark Henry being Unified Champion.
That's not Mark Henry anymore. That's Rick Ross.
Okay. I keep calling him Mark Henry. He is Rick Ross. He looks like Rick Ross, but seriously.
I have no problem with Mark Henry being Unified Champion. Let me ask Surfer. Surfer, you got a problem with Mark Henry if you won the Unified Championship? Surfer.
You see that?
I know Ray's got one more time to say something bad about Triple H getting his dog on title.
Be the champion. He shouldn't.
Let's move over to the next match.
Keep that fucking keep that goddamn suit on and just leave the just stay out of the damn ring.
Let's move over to
the next one.
And Magnus
as well.
So there you go.
I'm about to go off now.
7 years old.
That's another thing you need to get over. Magnus is going to be the champ, and you're just going to have to
fucking... Triple H has more...
No, it's only this you that's the problem with
Magnus. Triple H getting up out the bed has more charisma than damn Magnus I ever has. Triple H sitting out Warrior is more entertaining than a whole Magnus segment. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, but are we forgetting that this is TNA we're talking about?
I don't give a damn. Magnus is horrible.
And Rage.
The fact that you two are getting mad over the fact that Magnus is going to be a champ and a fucking sinking ship like TNA is perplexing.
Man,
you're
horrible.
Hold up, y'all listen to Surfer. Surfer's gonna say something. Surfer, hit us with that knowledge, man.
Okay, what excuse do you have for your hero, your boy, the man you worship, going to have wine with Dixie?
But the problem do I have?
I'd rather he come out high doing a
match. Honest, look, I'm not...
soiled himself.
I got you making it sound like I'm a fan of this. I don't like this.
You are.
You are a fan of Magnus with the damn belt. Shut up. Yes, you are.
Bro, yes,
he
I am.
A tribute to Dick.
Stop. He's talking about how, if I have a problem with him being with Jeff Hardy being aligned with Dixie Carter. Yes, I have a problem with it because I don't like Dixie Carter, and if he's turning
he
heel
to the house,
Carter, it's ridiculous.
The one
I like Jeff Hardy.
Got to. He's got yeah. to. He hasn't had a character change in fucking like 8 years.
I
he
have
needs
a,
to do something
different. He changed characters every time he hit that pipe. But anyway,
he don't hit the pipe no more, Tony. He's been clean.
That's a damn lie. Jeff Hardy knows he's clean. You know Jeff Hardy.
He's been clean for fucking 2 years.
I don't believe that.
Exactly.
I need to check the drug record.
And all of this shit y'all keep on saying.
Once a junkie, always a damn junkie. Now,
Jeff Hardy. Wait, stop. Y'all keep on saying that Jeff Hardy's a dope fiend. Jeff Hardy's always.
I ain't saying he's a dope fiend. I said he's a junkie. Those are two different things.
The guy has a kid now. You think the guy is going to get high when he's got a fucking kid now? Be serious.
Yeah, he's a freaking junkie. Oh, but
would you be high around your own kid? Seriously.
I'm not Jeff Hardy. I never showed up to a pay-per-view high. I never got set on fire by my own pyro.
Human being.
Junkie.
Hold up, guys. The face by a pyro wasn't his fault.
Wait, hold up, guys. I used to work with somebody that used to smoke weed 10 fucking times a day, and he had 3 kids.
Exactly.
Here's the problem. Jeff Hardy didn't smoke weed.
And he must be high to lose the Magnus, so he's got to still be high. He's got to still be using.
There's
no way you can tell me that Jeff Hardy doesn't smoke drugs because he's losing the Magnus. Because everybody in the company must be high. They lose the Magnus. Kurt Angle, Sting, Magnus, they all high.
Because we like to qualify, we like to involve weed as like some type of dangerous drug that can actually kill you. Let me clarify something, okay? Weed doesn't kill anybody, so let's stop that. Weed doesn't do anything to you.
This isn't the freaking after school stuff. We don't care about that. We're talking about how everybody Sting's getting high. Kurt Angle's getting high.
Jeff Hardy
getting high.
Kill you.
Kurt Angle's getting drunk.
4 years now.
Yeah. Magnus is horrible. And for Jeff Hardy to lose him, I'm going to say again.
He's 27!
I wouldn't care if he was 72. He's freaking horrible.
He's got all kinds of fucking time to improve. He can get better.
Carter is more, has more charisma than freaking Magnus. Mafia contra. I'm
going to
say it again. Mafia contra. I'm hungry. I need it. Man, shut your ass up.
Okay, seriously.
Rafe,
seriously. I'm being serious here. I'm not trying to joke around or anything, but what... Please tell me, what is Magnus' gimmick? What gets him over?
I don't know what his gimmick is. It's good...
You're champion, and you don't know the gimmick is.
Wait, hold on. I don't know what his gimmick is, and right now, nor do I care what his gimmick is.
He sucks. He walks around with a big M on his chair like Super Freaking Mario. What the hell? All he's missing is his suspenders.
Mario. I think you know what, so now I'm just going to throw this out there. It's best for business if Magnus is champion.
No, the hell it ain't. That's why the business is going out. That's why they're going out of business.
Exactly. So why don't you just... So let's just stop being so angry. Because TNA is going under anyway, so the fact that Magnus is champion... And we're sitting here complaining about the man's champion going under is a waste of breath.
Hold up, y'all. Hold up.
The party's supposed to be losing to him.
They've been saying TNA's been going under for fucking 3 years. They're still there. There's still a million people watching that show every week. AJ Styles needs to be re-signed, and they're not going to fucking do it because they're dumb.
look, let's face facts.
Dixie's not going to sign him because she's damn broke.
Yeah, she's not broke. They have money. She just don't want to sign money on AJ Styles because he wants a lot of money.
Yeah.
How can you have a company where the bromance is your best tag team and Magnus is your best singles wrestler? Hell no, you need to go out of business.
Tag team. That's just how...
You're
cleaning up Eric Bischoff and fucking Hogan's shit right now. They're trying to clean it up.
And them cleaning up their shit is the reason why TNA is going under.
The big,
they're out of money, and they're about to lose the heart and soul of their company.
They're not going under.
The best
even
champion.
Fucking
the,
they're the still there.
The best champion.
We talked about this a long time ago. They have 41 they have 41 currently active people on their roster.
And all 20 of them are better than Magnus. Even the damn knockout division. They're better than Magnus.
Even Booker T-Shock is better than Magnus.
TNA should not be trying to fire anybody. They should not be trying to fire anybody from their company right now. They need as much talent as they can if they're not going to go under. The fact that they keep firing people, they keep cutting people, and the fact that they're about to lose AJ Styles, the heart and soul of their company, because Dixie Carter doesn't want to spend money on his ass when she has it.
He probably wanted him to lose the Magnus, and he did. Because he's on the way out.
Well, apparently she's not going to. Well, apparently, according to the dirt sheets, he's not going to lose to AJ.
So if there's
a swerve I don't know about, please let me know now.
That's some bullshit. I almost said that right.
No, he's losing. AJ is losing to him.
That's what I'm talking about. So if there's
bullshit.
A swerve I don't know about,
that's
please let
bullshit.
Me know. So I can cancel my Magnus
champion. Everybody, hold up. Everybody, hold up. So you mean to tell me that AJ Styles, the heart and soul of TNA, the heart and soul of Impact, the guy who put it on the map, is gonna go out losing to Magnus?
I mean, that's what Double A said.
It was
a spoiler, so I'm gonna take it as true. Unless there's a swerve I don't know about.
Me and Double A gonna have to sit down and talk about this. This is bullshit. This is some bull. You don't hear me talk.
I don't want a refund.
You don't hear me curse a lot on this show, but I'm cursing right now, doggone.
Me either. I had to step outside my house because I had. This is like we said. This is bullshit. That baby back bullshit. The worst kind. Baby back bullshit.
AJ Styles lose to Magnus. You kidding me?
That's the only thing coming close to that is in the words of my man Lee Champion, him losing and. Damn, Ken Anderson. So, hey. Magnus is horrible. I'm sorry. That's the worst word. God, damn. That's been a whole lot of...
Still gonna
that's
happen.
Worse than Kyrie as champion. I'm sorry. Damn.
And you don't even fucking watch TNA anymore.
You can't.
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't even see... What happened? I don't even know what happened.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you guys something. I love women's wrestling a lot. I do. But I also realize it's a bad thing. Well, Gail Kim is the best champion in your company. That is bad. You lose AJ. Magnus becomes the champion.
Man.
Gail Kim goes to be the best champion in that company. Somebody please, somebody, if I'm lying, I'm flying. Somebody please prove me wrong.
You're not lying, my brother.
Can somebody prove me wrong on that point?
That's another thing you're going to have to deal with, because there ain't a lot of women working for TNA right now.
If they lose,
he said overall. Just period.
Overall.
He's the best holder in the company.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's something y'all gonna just have to deal with, because there ain't a lot of women working for TNA right now.
But okay, it's a lot of men working. Bobby Roode there. Austin Aries is there. Christopher Daniels has.
So you want to put the knockout belt on Roode? You want to put the knockout belt on Roode? You want to put the knockout belt on what? Daniels and Kazarian?
No. you're missing what William is saying. William is saying throughout the whole company, the person that has is the best champion, period. So if you put the belt on Kazarian or one of those people I just named, then they are the best champion in the company.
They brought in Cherry Bomb and she jobbed to Gail Kim.
And that's a damn shame.
Like, they had a horrible match. It wasn't even that good.
Yeah, that's a damn shame. She got one hot spot and that was it.
If Vince McMahon was running TNA, Magnus would be nowhere near the damn world title.
Real quick, guys. Let's finish up TLC on a high point. Everybody here pretty much thinks Cena's going to beat Orton.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Orton's going to win.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Hit me with that train of thought.
I'm thinking the double swerve here. I think Cena
double swerve.
Yeah, Orton face turn at the same time.
That'd be a rarity.
Yeah, exactly. And I read on the internet.
I had a source on a website bring Light Rage. The swerve, it might be a swerve where it becomes a three-way and they bring back Sheamus. This is not me saying that, man. I'm just saying.
Can I play something? Let me play something. And
don't beat me up. I'm just saying it's not that universe now.
Let me play. This is Triple H and his guarantee. Let me play this real quick. Triple H and his guarantee. Give it a second here. He's doing a stupid little advertisement. Damn it. God.
Don't beat me up about the guarantee. Now I'm just saying without right. the universe,
right?
I'm not saying that it is going to happen. I'm just saying it's a right. report out there. Right,
thank you for joining us on what's going to be an historic week in WWE. Yes, Sunday, Houston, Texas, tables, ladders, and chairs. Randy Orton, John Cena to determine the champion of champions. But before we get to that, I'd like to go back to this past Monday night on Raw and talk to you about Daniel Bryan. Were you surprised with how many Slammy Awards he won and the reaction that he received on Raw?
Not at all. Daniel Bryan has been for a long time and continues to be one of the most popular superstars in the history.
So why is he champion, piece of shit?
He is a great asset to the business. Doesn't mean he's
I'm gonna make a reply to that.
A great asset nonetheless.
Also on Monday night, the championship ascension ceremony ended up in a melee. And CM Punk put his hands on you, the COO of the company. Will action be taken against Punk?
Monday night got out of control. A lot of people did a lot of really stupid things. That being said, Michael, I would like to go back to what you said a week ago. You asked me if the match at TLC was the biggest match in the history of the business. At that time, I said it was one of. I've had a week to think about it, and I've thought long and hard. And now I'm positive. This is the biggest match in history.
No.
Look at the legends that were in that ring Monday night. What is arguably the greatest rivalry up to this point in the industry. I think when it's all said and done, Randy Orton and John Cena might make Bret and Shawn pale in comparison. When you add the fact that their careers have paralleled each other all these years, they've risen to success at the same time. They've had failures, but they've had success. Massive success. When you add in the fact
that's not true.
On Sunday, one of those two men is going to become the champion of champions. When you add these stakes, in my mind, it makes that the greatest rivalry in history, but also 100% confirms to me that this is the biggest match ever.
See, that kind of thinking is why he shouldn't be WWE champion.
Your wife was knocked down by Randy Orton. How is Stephanie?
I mean, he's selling the hell out of this match.
People forget she used to be a Divas champion.
He don't believe it on board.
Has asked for time on SmackDown this Friday to publicly apologize to you and your wife for his actions. Will you give him this form?
Absolutely.
Will you accept his apology?
That depends on how the apology is put out there. It depends on how it's said. It depends on how much bass Randy Orton puts in his voice. I will look Randy Orton in the eye and I will see how sincere he is, and that will determine whether or not I accept Randy Orton's apology.
And Hunter, it's going to be interesting to see the reaction of Randy Orton Friday night on SmackDown after what happened on Raw Monday night. Social media has been on fire all week long about that final image on Raw as the show went off the air. Randy Orton lying in the ring, and you and the rest of the Authority shoulder to shoulder with John Cena. And there is speculation abound that perhaps Cena is now the flavor of the month. Perhaps Cena is the new face of WWE in your mind.
He's always been the face.
Many would exactly say that John Cena's been the face of WWE for a very long time, wouldn't they? You know, you can't speculate the future by seeing a moment in time. But I know what the future is. The future is that I guarantee one man will win this match at TLC. That man will become immortal. That man will become the face of the WWE. And that man, that winner,
he was about to say Randy Orton,
the champion of champions.
It is. It's got to be Orton, I'm telling you.
That's some baby back bullshit, too.
And we talked about this a little last week. So if it ends up being Randy Orton, what happens to John Cena?
Turns heel. Tries to turn heel.
In the company, you know, next to Daniel Bryan.
Because he can't be in the Rumble. Well, I mean, he could, and Daniel Bryan throw him out, but that's probably the only person that he'll let throw him out is Daniel Bryan. Anybody else, I think he'll pull a ranking, so hell no, I'm winning. If he's not winning the Rumble, Daniel Bryan's winning the Rumble.
I think WWE needs to have some patience here and let this roll and let Daniel Bryan not win the title. Even after WrestleMania, maybe a SummerSlam main event, and just let it go, because he's going to be over the whole fucking time.
I just got offended by what Triple H said. This is not the biggest match in history.
No.
Hell, Austin Rock WrestleMania 17 was bigger than this.
Hogan Andre the Giant's bigger than this.
Exactly. And I don't like how they slap
matches like that, man.
I mean, just be real. This is a big match. So, I mean, the reason why they overselling it, because it's TLC.
It's big stakes-wise. It's not big by who's actually in the match.
Does Jericho
come
back?
Because it got two belts.
Does Jericho come back?
Jericho ain't coming back.
Say something about he is the Unified Champion.
Oh, Jericho and the champ? Nah. That Night of Vengeance was bigger than this by leaps and bounds.
That was. That's true, but so, I mean, they don't even say anything about Jericho being Unified Champion. What if he comes back and says, hey, I was Unified Champion too?
Now he's just trolling.
I'm not trolling shit, man.
No, he's just trolling.
Triple H is?
No, Jericho is.
Oh. I mean,
if he just comes back just to say, oh, I was the first undisputed or unified champion. I was the first. It's like he's just. It's like he's a kid in fucking third grade, and it's like he's in a fucking spelling bee, and he's like, oh, I got all the words right. No, I got the words right. No, I did, not him, me. I did it. Like, come on, man, fuck off. Just
Chris Jericho dislikes living in the past. He does not have any more future in this business. He's just he's no longer in high demand to be on television anymore.
I think he's the best ever been called the Unified Champion.
He's ripped easily
all the fucking time. That's what they bring back to Chris Jericho. He was the Unified Champion.
And Triple H lied and said Randy Orton and John Cena's careers took off at the same time. No, the hell they didn't.
You know how big Triple H's ego is. Come on.
It don't matter, Vince. That's final say.
Exactly.
What the fuck does it matter what the fuck Triple H thinks?
Triple H doesn't run shit. He doesn't run shit.
Yeah, if he did,
he's gonna get one more round with the belt. That's what he's gonna run.
He ain't running shit.
He runs most of the shit, but
he doesn't run jack shit. It's all, man, that's the point.
They're creating a new belt. They're creating an unified belt. It's only gonna be one belt.
And you know what? If this is just a TV, and if this is just a TV angle for him, why don't you just do the smart thing and get rid of Vicky Guerrero and get rid of Brad Maddox?
Because that's probably Vince calling the fucking shots.
Yeah,
doing stupid shit like he always does.
Honestly, get rid of them too. Honestly, because it's been because now they look like a bunch of fucking they look like a couple of errand boys now to Triple H now.
Don't talk Seriously. Bad about the game like that, okay?
What are you talking about? They look like errand boys now.
Okay, Tony can't
Triple H like that. He got fucking the NXT guys all raises. He knows the future of the company.
I'm talking about the position of Brad Maddox and Vicky Guerrero. They look like a bunch of fucking errand boys now. They had a position of power on TV to being errand boys on TV.
Yeah, because that's what they do. Because Vince likes that. For fucking like 6 years, he did that stupid shit. That's why I say 6 years because of his stupid fucking shit. I got tired of The Rock, Austin, McMahon all the fucking time, over and over and over again. It got fucking old. The Attitude Era, the end of the Attitude Era, it fucking sucked. It was terrible. It was terrible wrestling. It was fucking horrible. And everybody always says, oh, let's go back to the Attitude Era. You want to see that bullshit again? You want to see that fucking shitty fucking wrestling? It's terrible. The PG era has better wrestling than the fucking Attitude Era ever did. PG wrestling is better than the Attitude Era ever was. It was fucking bullshit.
The Attitude Era might be shit, but this whole PG era thing is equal shit.
Okay.
So I would rather have. I mean, I'll be honest. I would rather have a little bit of the Attitude Era than the PG era, and that's just me.
Okay, guys. Let me go. Let me step in here for a second. kind of squash some things here. First off, I think my biggest issue with WWE that TNA doesn't have to do, or TNA hasn't really done. The fact is, you have no Superman over in TNA as you do over in WWE. There's no Superman over there, and that's one thing that I do have to give Impact their respect for. There's no Superman over there, so I gotta give them their props on that. Versus WWE, you got what, 3-4 of them? So
no, it's only two. Mainly, Triple H and John Cena.
No, Triple H is God. Cena is super. But like I said, this is the Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club consists of Cena, Punk, Sheamus, and Orton. And I hate that Punk is involved in this kind of shit. Cause, well, you know what? No, not Punk. Cause not even Punk. It's just Cena, Orton, and Sheamus. They just find ways to fuck Punk over. They find ways to do that.
Well, that's one of the things that I will say about Impact, that they don't really have that issue. Another thing that I sort of kind of like about Impact that I don't like about WWE, at least TNA, their backstage segments make sense.
Exactly.
WWE, most of that backstage stuff is stupid.
Bullshit. Some straight up bullshit.
They have better production company.
Now, let me say this.
Jason Hervey knows what he's doing.
Now, let me say this as well. Let me say this, and I know I might get some booze on this part, but I still say, and Rage, I think I've heard you say this before, 2 hours is better than three.
Damn right 2 hours is better than three.
Yeah, 2 hours.
I'm sorry. Damn right.
2 hours is better than three. And
they've been greedy with
three hours. Just be serious here.
Yeah.
3 hours is a long time.
Yeah, it's so.
And in today's era of wrestling, that's just too much to swallow.
See, when the WWE and TNA with the 2 hours, TNA believes that what they're putting out.
Like,
matches.
That's what they do.
Within a 2 hour time span means something. What the WWE puts out, they want to put out these filler matches that, you know, doesn't mean anything in the third hour or during
the I see what the WWE does with this. 8 to 9 o'clock would be the real PG hour. Because every kid that watches wrestling. Their bedtime is what? Usually 9 o'clock, right? So, that's their hour. I think from 9 to about 11 is really, they're trying to make that really our hour, but it's really not.
Wasn't it always 9 to 10 that was for the kids, and then 11 to...
Because
I remember when Stone Cold used to be on, the first hour you wouldn't see him flipping off, it would be blurry, and then the second hour you wouldn't see that, he would be flipping off.
During the war zone.
From like 8 to 9, I usually see like a whole lot of kiddie shit between 8 and 9. After 9 o'clock, you kind of get what you want out of Raw.
Let me also bring on Ralph. Ralph, how you doing, man?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do I sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
Okay, because I'm using Ralph by calling on my phone. I don't know if my mother does this trick, and she sounds like she's on Skype, so I figured I'd try it.
Now.
So, how's it going, fellas?
Now, another,
We can complain about Impact all we want, but it's 2 hours of wrestling.
And another thing that I've seen, on Impact, you really don't have a lot of bad humor, whereas you have a lot of bad humor in WWE.
The thing with Impact is that, like, if you're willing, it's like the X-Men movies. If you're willing to throw out any type of logic or linear, you know, anything that would be of a linear storyline or anything that would just make sense, if you're willing to, like, not even apply any logic to it, it won't fall apart, and it could be, maybe it could be good, it could be bad to the point where you'd make fun of it and you just laugh at how retarded it is. But, you know,
I mean, the only bit of
that you could probably let stuff slide if you just don't think about half of the things that go on, and maybe if there are good matches here and there, that could probably help with that. But with
TNA, will do a comedy match though. They do comedy matches. TNA does comedy matches.
I mean, the only person I see on the show, The only person that's part of the show. And it's really doing like a whole bunch of humor is Eric Young, and that's it.
Only yeah, Eric, nope. But only with Eric Robinson Young, you know what he is, and you know it's not.
I mean, yeah, you already know what Eric Young is. Introducing. Like, you already know what Eric yeah, Young is, but.
Yeah.
You know what? Hold on.
Eric Young is not going to be cringy.
And you know what? That reminds me. Since we're on TNA already, since when did Curry Man come back to TNA?
He's hot. He's spicy.
Since Christopher Daniels grew his hair back.
Exactly.
I fucking hate Curry Man. I do.
Curry Man's better than Christopher Daniels, honestly.
How can you hate Curry like Magnus? That makes no sense.
Fucking hate
Christopher Daniels is better than Curry Man. It's never the other way around, and I'll tell you why. Christopher Daniels can be a good dick on TV, and he could be like one of the funniest, like goofiest heels in the world. And I mean, they give him shit, but he does what he can to work with it and make himself.
He has charisma.
You know, much, you got to remember earlier in the year, like in the first week of the year, he was making fun of James Storm in front of his face, and tell me you didn't laugh at that. That was just hilarious.
I'll take a Magnus over a Bad News Bear any damn day of the week.
I like to hang out with that guy.
Fucking Bad News Bear, and I fucking.
My God. I like to hang out with that like, guy once.
I know Shane is a very bear fan, but
I can't stand. I used to respect the hell out of Bear. Now look at
him.
I'll admit though, it's funny.
That's the funniest shit.
It's funny in some ways.
It's being funny.
But the whole point is, it's helping Bear get over. That's the whole point.
Helping Bear get over.
Having matches where he doesn't talk.
He got one NXT and he was a main eventer at one point. Now look at him. It's a shame. It really is.
Vince destroyed his career.
Vince doesn't like anybody with a. Actually, no, I was going to say he doesn't like people with a hawk-like nose, but then again, look at Triple H. So.
You know what really pissed me off about this week's TNA? Okay. They announced the match for, you know, Magnus and Hardy, the title match next week, right? What kind of match it is? So, it's basically a cage match, right? A cage and a ladder match. The rule being that you have to first escape the cage, then walk up the ramp to a ladder where the belt is hanging on this, like, is hanging near the stage, like above the stage, right? You gotta climb the ladder to get the belt that's on the stage, and of course the stupid bitch Dixie names it the Dixieland match, like that. It's ridiculous. Like, why can't you just have the damn belt, like, just hanging in the middle of the ring as, like it should be? Just have the cage match, and if you want a ladder in there, fine. But why do they have to escape the cage?
No. You either pick one or the other. You don't fucking do both. That's so stupid.
Then that's what Dixie's doing. She's making them escape the cage.
That reeks of Vince Russo, dude. If you put so many stipulations on the match, if you don't make it as simplistic as, like, okay, get the title above your head using a ladder or anything you could use to get that title off there.
Seriously, you got to walk. That's it. Escape the cage. The door's going to be locked. So you got to escape the cage, walk up the ramp, climb the fucking ladder, grab the fucking belt, and you won the match.
No.
That's what she's making him do.
I'm sorry, Rage. That's fucking retarded, dude.
It is retarded. Yeah, it's damn retarded.
Only TNA.
Who's creative? Who
TNA Wrestling. Cross the line.
Who's in charge of creative, Rage, in TNA?
You got
Bruce Pritchard.
Magnus.
Which is God.
Dave Logano,
the new head of TNA Creative.
He's the one deciding to put the belt on Magnus.
No,
I don't know if he is.
Magnus is the world champion.
Not yet.
He's gonna be.
According to spoilers, he is.
Well, you know what? He's a workhorse, so you know what? He deserves it. He fucking
does
it.
Yes!
Did you just hear that? He's a workhorse.
Yes, he's a workhorse.
He work with a horse.
Triple H doesn't work.
You could probably make the horse look good, and the horse would be dead.
Triple H doesn't work.
Samoa Joe looks bad because he let himself look bad.
No, Samoa Joe
let himself go. And besides which, guys, Samoa Joe died in a plane crash in 2008. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Willie.
Yes.
Samoa Joe looks bad because he called out TNA management on a live pay-per-view with a live mic and said, you got all this fucking stupid shit going on, and we've got all these X-Division guys out here that want to bust their ass. And he called out Kevin Nash, who was his partner.
Yes, he should call out everybody. That's just what the fuck they're doing.
Hasn't got anything.
And you want to put the bell on Magnus.
Seriously, it's about time somebody... Like, seriously, it's about time someone calls TNA on their shit. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Well, call him out for putting the bell on Magnus.
40 minutes of wrestling in the last month.
I thought...
On every show, I thought...
Look, right. I don't
know who cares who the champion is.
At this point, I really don't care who the champion is.
They're doing
but the
it
purpose
right.
of being champion is people come to watch you.
It's the fact that there are four people responsible for the death of TNA. Dixie Carter, fucking Vince Russo, Eric Bischoff, and your boy Hulk Hogan.
And not Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy's just an innocent bystander.
He's not the reason why TNA's dying. Let me tell you guys something. I always thought
that they're
doing this whole thing wrong. To me, they should put the bet on Madness, unify with AJ. From that point on, you can go it either way, and then let that person go against Madness as a heel. That's where I've always thought it should play out.
AJ's not going to be there, though, will it?
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to be there. So that's what I thought. That's what I heard.
Bobby Roode can't be champion.
I don't think
so. After the stage, he won't be there.
With all that charisma Bobby Roode has. The way the crowd reacts to Bobby Roode, he can't be the champion. Come on,
he should have been for a while.
All right, guys,
anybody catch a glimpse of the new Bully Ray? The graphic Bully Ray.
Dark ass shit, man.
That was some scary ass shit. I was shitting my pants for a minute.
It really was. It was really bad. Like, that's some new Bully Ray stuff, and if they go in that direction, I think he might be a super fucking heel, which, well, he's a heel for life, but there's no way that, I mean, that shit he was saying was,
like, seriously, they can't pass that up.
Alright, guys, before we move on to other things, start closing out the show, get everybody's final thoughts, I wanted to ask you guys really, really quickly, who's everyone's favorite indie promotion?
At the moment, lines would be Chikara, but I'm always looking to discover new shit.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. I'm watching the CZW Cage of Death right now, and this is definitely mine. They started the show with Chris Hero versus Drew Gulak for the CZW World Heavyweight Champion. There's been about four matches on this card, and now, Jesus Christ, Devin Moore just got thrown through a fucking table with barbed wire on it.
I need to check this shit out. I like
Death.
Yeah, I just got suplexed on a chair and broke the chair. Yeah, CZW, it's not what it was when Zandig owned it. It's now DJ Hyde is a way better... DJ Hyde might be the best promoter in wrestling right now. He'll work.
What do you think of Sami Callihan now?
I think he'll be fine. I really do. I don't see why he wouldn't be. I haven't seen him.
Have you seen his debut yet? I might have to send it your way.
I want to see him get angry at a fan for bringing an air horn. I just want to see it.
He has a hacker gimmick now.
Is that what it is? I was wondering, like, Samurai del Sol in the ring, like, or Kalisto, or whatever the fuck it's called now, talking about something.
I don't know how you can make a hacker gimmick work in wrestling, though.
I'll tell you how. Just put on a nice long black peacoat like Neo from the Matrix. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mine is still Anarchy Championship Wrestling down in Texas. That's still my favorite. Some of the PC bullshit that they went through last year still pisses me off, but for the most part, it's still my favorite indie.
Wait, does Kaiju Big Battle count as a wrestling promotion? Just wondering.
I'm also still a big fan.
Guess not.
And I don't know if you can call it. And I don't know if you can call it a federation, but I still love Shimmer as well. Anybody else want to throw in their favorite indie?
Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
There you go.
They have a great history, and they're even doing better right now. Bringing new guys and using some just great indie guys out there, and they're. Their iPay-per-views they're doing fantastic in with their iPay-per-views.
Let me also throw out a quick shout-out to NWA Houston. Rod Conway from WWE Store is representing big time down there.
You say Rob Conway?
Mm-hmm.
I used to like Bobby Zastance, Rob Conway.
He's the NWA World Champion. He's over in Japan defending the belt. He's done a really good job in turning that organization around. So I got to give some props to NWA Houston. Give him props to bringing Barbie Hayden over. She's been on the show before. Big props to them for bringing Barbie Hayden over as well. One of my favorite indies. I try to catch those guys on YouTube whenever I can. ACW as well. Both companies are doing really, really good right now. Still waiting on ACW and NWA Houston to catch on the iPay-per-view route, but... Other than that, that's my only complaint, is that they don't have iPay-per-view at all. So that's my only complaint about those two organizations. They're great otherwise. All right, we have right now on the line, we have...
Wait, what did you think about Williamson's? I heard about this happening, and I'm kind of late to the party, so sorry if I'm a little not up to speed on it, but...
Oh, Jesus, fuck!
What did you think of DJ Hyde, like, storming WSU?
Say that again?
What did you think of DJ Hyde, like, crashing WS?
Man.
He's done this for the last 3 months?
Yeah. That's nothing new.
He goes there. He wants women wrestlers in CCW.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like I said, he's the best promoter in fucking wrestling right now.
Let me tell you right now.
I don't think putting women in extreme matches is going to be, like, too good of an idea. I don't know.
You cannot say that. You cannot say that. Mia Yim proved that to be very wrong, and I think Nevaeh could do it very well. She's shown that she has the toughness to do it in her matches.
I like a Roxy LaVeau. If one of these indie promotions could get Roxy LaVeau, she'd do well.
I just think that it can be done if you get that right female wrestler in there. Mia Yim did a good job, a year and a half ago, against Greg. Excellent in that little tables match they had, and that proved it right there, that it can be done.
Pepper Parks Cherry Bomb still haven't wrestled.
It was hardcore. I mean, like, Lee, she did a lot of hardcore shit in this match. It was all over Diva Dirt, and, you know, Diva Dirt.
You know the thing that makes me upset right now? We lost, Surfer left us.
Of course he did. He always leaves us. He always has to leave us. That's what, just, you see that? He's going Hollywood. He's totally gone Hollywood on us.
You can go Hollywood. You talking about Matt, putting bet on Matt, and some people go to sleep. They can't take it. That's what it is.
You're so anti-Magnus. It's so fucking ridiculous.
I don't know anybody other than you and maybe a few other folks who are for Magnus.
And I don't know what kind of drugs they're smoking.
This kind of anti-Magnus is unhealthy for the soul.
That anti-
for the soul.
Like, seriously, y'all are so anti-Magnus. All like, right.
Let me tell you something.
Magnus
dropped off the wrestling world
this
map.
Venom,
right now.
This poison, this venomous poison that you have for Magnus.
Am I lying?
It's absolutely unhealthy.
If Magnus dropped off the wrestling map right now, would anybody notice?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, let me go ahead and do some promo stuff here.
I think if he went to a better promotion, he would actually be a lot better, like, in terms of status in general. I think he would have more respect from fans, like, if he were to say go to WWE or go to somewhere else. Because I think right there he would actually shine a lot better because it would probably give him more of a shot. Because, I mean, WWE would like him because he's a big guy. ROH would like him because he's not a bad wrestler. And, you know, I think other promotions wouldn't mind pushing a guy like him, too. Like maybe he might not be fit to be world champion, but at least, like, at least he's a fresher face. Because the thing is, at this time, I think TNA, the only reason why they're pushing fresher face is because
get him, Will.
They're screwed.
Ralph, man, let me tell you right now.
Get him, Will.
In order to be a successful wrestler, you have to be able to talk on the mic. You have to be able to wrestle.
And draw money.
Yeah, you have to be able to draw. Your gimmick has to draw. Madness has no gimmick, therefore he cannot draw. Madness cannot talk. And those two things right there are not going to care to see you. People are not going to want to see Madness wrestle because there's no interest to see Madness wrestle. Therefore, no matter what company he goes to,
speak for yourself.
He will flop.
He's not speaking for himself. He's preaching.
I'm not going to lie. Maybe he might need like a manager or something like that. Maybe that might help him. So maybe after that,
let me ask you a question.
He's probably going to be like a right back type that needs a manager. Right back or Brock Lesnar.
Let me ask you a question, Ralph. Let me ask you this: knowing what we know of managers, particularly those managers that are still holding on, can you see Paul Heyman coming back to manage Magnus? Can you see Jim Cornette come out of retirement? Can you see him come out of retirement to manage Magnus?
I don't know about Jim Cornette.
No one.
Jim Cornette said he hates TNA and Dixie Carter.
No one would.
The point he's trying to make is nobody can save Magnus.
No one can save Magnus. He can't talk. He has no gimmick. He can't draw money. We don't give a damn if he can wrestle or not. You can't draw money.
What if they pull Al Snow as his manager?
That wouldn't work because Al Snow's never been really a manager.
David Arquette drew more money as champion than Magnus.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right,
go
guys.
Look at the numbers.
Oh, man. Let me go ahead and do some promotion.
Well, you know what? Oh, God. I hope Double A's not watching, not listening to this. But, I mean, it's WCW for first sake.
Let me go do some promotional stuff very, very quickly. As I said before, our coverage, Network's coverage, TLC, Tables, Letters, and Chairs, Rant EM's coverage begins today. It's actually the 15th right now, 7 p.m. So you guys can catch coverage of our network coverage of that. Also, don't forget every Friday morning, starting at 8 a.m., the Rant, the Blog Talk Years, how myself, Surfer, Lee, Lex, a lot of us that you know now got our start over on Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll go ahead and look into what we got going on for the network. You listen to current episodes of the Rant with Double A. And a whole bunch of other folks who might be on the line, including Rage, sometimes myself and Tony C. Then this great program, the Wrestling Call-In Show, that you can listen to every Saturday night at 11 p.m. Then last but not least, I shouldn't even do anything because Surfer left, but what the hell? What Are You Reading Comic Book Show every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Definitely check that out. And is that B. Megs? What are you pissed about, sir?
Dude, Sick Nick Mondo is on CZW right now.
What?
He's been he just came back.
Holy fuck.
CZW.
Exactly.
And we just say the pay-per-view tomorrow really doesn't start until about like 10:30.
I want to say another.
Yeah.
I want to say another thing too about these indie promotions, ACW and CCW particularly. These fans show their support when it comes to the events. I mean, man.
This is the biggest CZW crowd in the Flyers Skate Zone Arena I've ever seen.
A couple of weeks
ago. They are way in the back.
Is this live?
They've never been way in the back like that before.
Is this thing live right now?
Yeah, it's live right now.
A couple of weeks
ago. Mondo just fucking king.
A couple of weeks ago when ACW had that Lone Star Classic, the winner earns a title shot at any title in ACW at any time they see fit. It drew huge, and the crowd there was just livid. So I kind of think that even more so than a WWE crowd, because I guess a WWE crowd, you kind of know what to expect when you go to a WWE live event. But these indie events, man, ACW and CCW in particular, they rock out. So I got to give the fans props on that. All right. We are going into the last part of the show. Whoa. So I want to go ahead and get final thoughts from everybody. Tony C, I'm going with you first. Let me get your final thoughts, and then we'll go ahead and close on that show.
Oh, I'm on the mic first. Okay. First off, you'd like to say Rage go to hell, and say that hopefully tomorrow around post show time, I hope to be part of the C Nation and him joining the Authority. And
my time is now.
Well, you know what? I just thought of something. You can't
rage.
I'm just saying you can't really wear the Cena outfit. You're just gonna have to wear the suit since he's gonna be a part of the.
That's fine. We'll go to Joseph Ebanks or J.C. Penney, get us a nice corporate suit and Rage, it's about to be a whole new year, so you're going to quit all this Triple H hate, okay?
Fuck all that.
And just admit that madness sucks, okay? And I'm done.
Fuck all that.
All right, let's head on over to Nixon.
Go ahead, Wolf.
Let's head on over to Nixon for a final thought. Nixon, what you got to finish up for us, my friend?
I know I'm very repetitive and I like pushing up for a lot, but man, this week, Thursday, Wednesday, depending on if you have Hulu or not, watch NXT 200th episode. You're going to have William Regal versus Cesaro, Antonio Cesaro.
Yeah.
You're going to have the Ascension in the NXT title match with the tryout, with them going against the American Wolves. And a big lumberjack match with Zami Zayn. I got it wrong here now. Adrian Neville and Bo Dallas for the NXT title with a special appearance by Kane and Triple H.
Okay, cool.
Whoa, fuck them.
All right, guys, just moving over to Ralph. Ralph, hit me up with your final thoughts for the night, man.
Just enjoying this last week of living in Queens, New York. By the end of next week, I'm going to be living in Manhattan, which is basically like where the city is. And, what else? And before I started my moving out, I ditched myself to some nice wrestling figures. CM Punk with Undertaker's Urn and Daniel Bryan with the two tag team title belts. Awesome figures, although somebody saw fit to take my CM Punk figure and make it look like he's
be me. Turn your TV down for me, man.
Somebody's screaming in the background.
Yeah, I'm trying to get B Mage to turn his TV down.
the hell is he doing? Watching The Departed or something?
Be Meek, you with us, man?
No, but, what?
What?
Be Meek, what part was it
that I said?
Are you there, B?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying that, like, what? God,
you I was just asking, were you there, B Meek? You okay?
You went down there.
Okay, cool. All right, Ralph.
All right, well, I was just saying that, yeah, treated myself to some wrestling figures, CM Punk, where Undertaker's there, and who has, like, a really, really, really pissed off face. And then Daniel Bryan with the two tag titles, and they both come with parts of Paul Heyman, and so I got the arms and the legs and stuff, and I'll get the other figures to fill up the rest of them. And then, yeah, and my fiance saw fit to take my CM Punk figure and get one of my Iron Man figures and look like he's raping CM Punk, and CM Punk is taking it in the ass because of his face.
Yep.
If you have me on Instagram, then you probably saw the picture. So there you go. that's all I gotta say. And yeah, just watching the Slammy, and wow, did the Bellas get booed? That's all I gotta say. All
right, man, I appreciate you, Ralph. B Miggs, what you got to say to finish this up, man?
Well, I would say on Raw, it was actually pretty good. A lot of good matches. TNA, they had less than 40 minutes of wrestling, and that's unacceptable. They needed to showcase wrestling more than any other company right now, especially since they're on TV. The CZW event tonight is off the wall, dude. I mean, fucking, you had everything. You had Chris Hero versus Drew Gulak. And it was like most people would say was a boring title match for the CZW Heavyweight Championship, but that's what Drew Gulak wrestles, and that's how Chris Hero wrestles. I mean, if you want to see him fucking wrestle, they wrestle boring matches. And I don't know. Other than that, I would say I think Orton's going to win. I want to see. I don't want to see, but I think maybe a possible double swerve, kind of double turn deal going on with Cena and Orton. Orton turns face, Cena turns heel. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. That's pretty much it, unfortunately.
All right, man. Let's head on over to Swax. Swax, what you got to say to finish this up for tonight, my friend?
What I have to say is that I don't like the match bookings in the past month, because it's the predictable stuff about it is too easy. The creative of both companies need to, you know, create stuff that will take people by surprise.
Not even
because it's just getting boring now.
All right, let's finish on up with Rage. Rage, we just got to see if finish this up, man.
Well, being that tomorrow is the long overdue season finale of Total Divas, and I hope Double A's listening for this, man. I don't want to hear shit about. I don't want to hear any traces of us feeling sorry for Nikki Bella. I don't want to hear that shit because, I mean, I'm sorry, we're making it seem like she's such a sweetheart and she deserves the best, and what we're like totally like forgetting is that like this is such a bullshit sham relationship. They're not going to get married, and this is why John Cena is probably when it comes down to this kind of shit, is the smartest man I know. He got that prenup signed. So, like, he knows he's not going to marry this chick. He knows he's not going to marry this chick. And really, all she is a bucket to dump some semen into. And, I'm just, like, so, I mean, let's, and another thing, that's Cena's house, not their house. That is Cena's house. until they feel like they want to move and get a house together. That's their house. But until then, what she's living in is John Cena's house. That's it. That's all I gotta say.
C Nation, bro, three finger salute.
Yeah, fuck that slut.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Can I just say something really quick?
Sure.
At least she's not Eva Marie, who's the absolute fucking worst. At least she's not.
Man, I would take Eva Marie any damn day.
I bet you would.
With her sexy ass and fire truck red hair. She looks like she got lips that could give the best head in the world. I'd fuck the shit out of her.
What was the name of that high school kid that Randy Orton's fucking?
JoJo, that looked like she's 16 and underage.
Yeah. That chick.
Alright, guys. Okay,
those two need to spend more time getting trained, and then
it's like even if you, it's, she looks like if you kissed her, even if you just give her a peck on the lips, you could get arrested for child pornography or whatever.
All right, we got
she's too young. She's just too young
for statutory rape or
that's statutory rape. It's just it's statutory rape.
All right, guys.
That's Randy Orton's woman. Leave her alone.
Yeah, he should be arrested.
Gonna take what's mine.
He should be arrested.
Hey, nothing you can say.
He should be arrested and he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law because he's having sexual contact with a minor.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and finish this bad boy up. Got everybody except for one person, I believe. Ray, did we get you?
Ooh, me? Yeah, you got me.
Mm-hmm. Got you, Rage. Got everybody that we need to get. Everybody's on out of here.
Fuck Surfer.
I want to say thank you to everybody joining me tonight. I do appreciate it. It is great. It is great to be here, as always, each and every Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Nobody, thank you for being here. Hightower, new guy in the chat room, thank you for being here. Call in sometime, man. Thank you to all the callers as well. I do very much appreciate it. I will see you guys tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for our coverage of the TLC pre-show. And then again, Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern right here on Rant EM Radio. I want all you guys to take care and be safe. And I'll see you Saturday night.
Deuces.
Okie dokie.
again.